Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I had to take a break. I had to come down to the water because I'm just so sick. I'm just so sick of everything that I see online. It's getting really bad, and I'm very concerned that it's not going to get any better, especially all the influencers today. They're all saying that, civil war is going to happen. They're saying that it's going to happen. Get ready. Everybody's saying it. Getting everybody ready, getting everybody primed for what's coming. Everyone's making their predictions. They're all saying that this is going to happen. Who wants that to happen? Not me. I don't want that to happen over a couple of people, fat cats that are running things. It's kind of crazy to me that it's almost expected that regardless of what the outcome is, that one side or the other is going to take to the streets. It's got to stop. I'm done. I've watched for I don't know how many years now. I've watched all the sides come against each other in such a way that is so demeaning and demoralizing that I can't even have a conversation with someone at my dinner table and my family if I bring up a certain candidate and I point out, say, a flaw or two, or maybe 20. But Donald Trump is promising that we are entering into a golden age. Golden age. This is the new thing that he's been shouting from the rooftops. I don't know if you know what the golden age is, something that I've talked about, and it's not what you think.
I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. You're going to be excited. Because this will be America's new golden age. America's new golden age. It's going to be the golden age of America. You watch. You watch.
Mark Twain coined the phrase the Gilded Age. Strange that back in 2022, the Met Gala, as spooky as they are with all their goofy outfits and all their weird celebrities doing all their gross stuff, they held their Gilded Age event just a couple of years ago. And I was warning everybody and I said, this is what's going to happen. And now Trump is saying, this is going to be the golden age. Well, the golden age really worked out for a lot of people that were very wealthy. Golden age worked out for a lot of people that had the means. There were a lot of marginalized groups. It's a lot of really bad stuff that happened during what is now called the Gilded Age. You probably heard the term a gilded cage. That seems to be the day that we're entering into.
Because this will be America's new golden age. It's going to be the golden age of America. You watch.
In that video, I pointed out the fact that it wouldn't be long before groceries were going to be almost unbearably expensive and that things were going to get worse and worse and worse. That was a couple of years ago. Now you go to the grocery store and you buy a couple of bags of groceries and it's a couple hundred dollars, which is not sustainable. Now, Trump is saying that he's considering getting rid of the income tax, which, of course, that's awesome. Could you imagine that he's going to use tariffs to pay it off? Other economists are saying that it's not even possible. And the question is, are these promises, too good to be true? I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that when he says a golden age is coming, that it wasn't the kind of age that I was talking about and saw coming and worried. As Elon was at that Met Gala, and he was saying very clearly, out with the old, in with the new. And what is it that Elon wants to get rid of? It's regulation. He wants to get rid of all the regulation. That kind of paves the way for child labor. That paves the way for a lot of other things. And that's what the Gilded Age was all about. Take a listen.
Will you look at that? I wasn't planning on talking about the Met Gala. Not at all. What's with the tweet? Ultimately, the downfall of the Freemasons was giving away their stone-cutting services for nothing. What's with Elon making references to secret societies right after the Met Gala? I wonder what that is. I wonder what's going down. You know the event where they're all doing their weird things? Gilded Age excess. That means that excess was on display at the 2022 Met Gala. Nothing says the world burns like the Met Gala saying that we're living in a gilded age. Yeah, the world is it's burning right now. Because during the gilded age, child labor was legal. And people of color, well, they faced brutal working conditions. The gilded age, listen, the gilded age wasn't very nice to the people that weren't fat and rich. This is a day that we are in. This is a day that we are in. And it's going to get progressively worse. Okay? I'm just telling you, the Gilded Age was about really, we're going to create the new world order. That's what we're going to do. We're entering a new phase and we're taking over. That's really what it was all about. It was notoriously the era that had the most significant wealth inequality in all of American history. Did you hear that? The Gilded Age was the most significant wealth inequality in all of history.
This will be America's new golden age. It's going to be the golden age of America. You watch.
During the Gilded Age, newly emancipated black people, for the white tie event, nothing sus there though, right? These people are hypocrites. Millions of new immigrants faced brutal conditions working in factories and on railroads. You hear something about people have to go poopy in their pants at Amazon? Have you heard about that? Inequality in the workplace. You know the reason why I'm doing this full time? They made it so that it was very difficult to make any money at all. And it was full time. You got to work 5 days a week. You got to work more than the 40 hours. But since you're in sales, you know, you're not going to get paid time and a half. Inequality. It's the day we're in. The Met Gala, celebrating the Gilded Age. Let me show you a picture, a cartoon of what's associated with the Gilded Age. The Met Gala that they're all focused on fashion. That's a picture right there. What do you think of that picture? Tell me in the comment section. It's like they're shoving it in our face. The Gilded Age. They're shoving it in our face. People complaining about rents being high. People are complaining about can't even buy a house. Can't do much today. This is what the Gilded Age is, people. This is what the Met Gala was. The squeezing of the little man. Low wages, high rent. Guess what else? You can't afford food. Gas, food prices. They're going to continue to climb. No end in sight. This economics professor warns on Fox News. When I saw that the Gilded Age was their theme. When I saw that this was the case, I thought about a video that I did about the inauguration. There was a poet, I guess in her 20s. She looked like she was like a teenager. And there was a big deal about the ring that she was given by Oprah. She did this whole thing. And the ring was actually a birdcage. Which is interesting, because I shared on the show that birds are symbolic of messengers. In a cage, we're going to cage the messenger. A gilded bird cage. An elegant cage for a bird. So I thought that it was strange. And I did this show that you're looking at right now. In that video, the things were going to get worse. We were going to see a militarized state, and that it was basically that the inauguration was basically like Hunger Games playing out in the real world. We were pre-programmed to believe that Hunger Games was a thing, so that when it actually happened, because hey, everybody, take a look. Hunger Games was about an assault on the Capitol. You got people dressed up like the Hunger Games at the inauguration. Do you notice also that I shared Handmaid's Tale between Biden and his wife? Hunger Games was the theme. But I shared right there the fact that you're not going to be able to speak. Because when that show came out on Hulu, awesome show, Handmaid's Tale, based on a graphic novel, I said, that's the day that's coming. That show started off with, there was a protest. We're protesting against the leadership. And guess what they did? They opened fire on the crowd. That's how the show started.
Is this golden age an age that's good for only, you know, the elite, those that the people that have the means? I mean, we saw what happened when the virus of the crown hit and everything was shut down. I mean, the people that made bank were the billionaires, Amazon and others. Seems like those who have continue to get more. And is it possible that a billionaire or the people that are in charge right now who don't seem to care, is it possible that they can actually make something happen that would benefit us? That would be great. The problem I have with all this stuff is the fact that all the people that are the biggest supporters of them, they just go to the lowest common denominator. And they're all saying that we're all going to be attacking each other because they're all saying that this cycle is not going to be fair, that it's going to be rigged. They're already saying it. They're already saying it. It's kind of like either way, we're kind of screwed, right? You have one side that says that he can't be elected because of the kind of person he is. And then you have the other side who's saying that they're not going to allow him to be elected. With all the things that have been thrown our way, all the things that have been shoved down our throats, attempts on the president's life, the smear campaign of Kamala Harris, all of this stuff, I'm done. I don't know what to say. I feel like perhaps something is going to happen where no one's going to be happy with the choice. It's going to be somebody else. I just have a feeling. I don't know. I could be wrong. Before January 6th happened, I encouraged everybody to, you know, not get involved and do anything wrong. Because I had a vibe. I felt like it was kind of like a honeypot. I felt like, well, what could go wrong, right? Everybody knew that they were going to, you know, take the election away from Donald Trump. And everybody still to this day doesn't believe that it was fair. How is anybody going to believe that it's fair this time? They've painted themselves into a corner where, regardless of what side, pandemonium can break out. Unless, of course, we don't let it. Unless, of course, we said, no, I'm not going to go take to the streets. I'm not going to go fight for these people that have so much money that don't really seem to care too much about us. I'm done. I don't know. I really do want to, I want to be an encouragement here. My goodness, I hate seeing what I see. And I just kind of want to pull back from it all. I'd like to think that maybe even one of these candidates, if not both of them, maybe God can work on their heart, get them to do the right thing. Just saying Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King, well, that doesn't make you a good godly person. That just makes you somebody who's saying what you want to hear. A tree is known by its fruit. Is the golden age coming? Or is it going to be the gilded age? You got to tell me in the comments section. Do me a favor, will you? Hit the like button. Share the video around. Tell your friends. Hope you enjoy this beautiful view. And I hope that you can share the channel around and tell people to check me out. Make sure that you're still subscribed. Oh, and don't forget, we have a Patreon meetup, which I may end up recording and may end up doing what we did last time. This time we'll make it topical. This Sunday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you're not a member of Patreon, that's one way that you can support the channel and help me out in what we're doing and also kind of be a part of what we're doing here. It's It's really an awesome thing, and I'm grateful to all of you. If you want, you can click the description link in this video. Click the description link in this video, and you can check out all the other ways, too, to support the channel. And just hitting like is great. Watching till the end is even better. Sharing it is like, you're the best. And I appreciate it. And I love you all. You got to let me know in the comment section. You got to let me know what you think. What you think. Here I am in historic Port Jeff, New York. What do you think? All right. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.